Hello and welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret. This is our sixth study in the book of Job. And we come today to Job chapter 10, verse 13. And Father, we ask that you would add your blessings to the word that we are about to read. In Jesus' name, amen. Job chapter 10, verse 13. Job says, "And these things you have hidden in your heart. I know that this was with you." Job is talking about God, and he is saying that all good things and all bad things that came upon Job were hidden in God's heart. Now, sometimes it's not for us to know why. It should be enough to just trust that God knows what he's doing. 14. "If I sin, then you mark me and will not acquit me of my iniquity." And that's true. If we sin, we cannot hide it from God. Punishment will come unless it is confessed and forgiven. 15. "If I am wicked, woe to me. Even if I am righteous, I cannot lift up my head. I am full of disgrace. See my misery?" And he says, "But it just doesn't seem to matter whether I'm good or bad, because trouble comes to me anyway." 16. "If my head is exalted, you hunt me like a fierce lion, and again you show yourself awesome against me." In other words, I try to make the best of it. I try to tough out this bad situation, but God, you just keep blasting me and you won't let up. 17. "You renew your witnesses against me and increase your indignation toward me. Changes in war are ever with me." God, you seem to find new reasons to hit me with trouble and pile more and more grief upon me all the time. 18. "Why then have you brought me out of the womb? Oh, that I had perished and no eye had seen me." Job can't figure out why God made him in the first place, if all he was going to do is make his life miserable, which certainly seems to be the case. 19. "I would have been as though I had not been. I would have been carried from the womb to the grave." And of course, Job has already been down this road. "I wish I never would have taken a single breath." 20. "Are not my days few? Cease, leave me alone, that I may take a little comfort. Just let up on me, God. Is it all right if I just feel good for just a few minutes, Lord?" 21. "Before I go to the place from which I shall not return, to the land of darkness and the shadow of death." He is asking if he can feel good for just a few minutes before he dies. 22. "A land as dark as darkness itself, as the shadow of death without any order, where even the light is like darkness." Well, Job is hopeless, and he is also dead wrong about the land of the dead. Oh, it's dark, and it is miserable for the damned, but it is a wonderful place for those who are saved, for those who know God. Chapter 11, verse 1, "Then Zophar, the Naamahite, answered and said." Now, so far, Eliphaz, the first person to speak, he was pretty mild towards Job. Bildad was harsher. Zophar, he's going to jump all over Job. Verse 2, "Should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be vindicated?" He is accusing Job of sinful talk, and he is right. However, he is wrong to say that sinful talk should always be answered, because sometimes silence is a better rebuke. Verse 3, "Should your empty talk make men hold their peace? And when you mock, should no one rebuke you?" In other words, Job, do you think you're going to get away with your sinful talk? Do you think we won't respond? 4, For you have said, my doctrine is pure, and I am clean in your eyes. Job claimed that he was right in his theology, and he was innocent in his conduct. Verse 5, but all that God would speak and open his lips against you, Zophar wishes that God would tell Job off. He will. And he will tell Zophar off as well. 6, that he would show you the secrets of wisdom, for they would double your prudence. Know therefore that God exacts from you less than your iniquity deserves. Well, how's that for comforting somebody who is suffering through no fault of their own? Job, you haven't gotten half of what you should be suffering. 7. Can you search out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limits of the Almighty? And the answer to that, of course, is no. Much of who God is and much of what God does is a mystery to us. Man can unravel a lot of things, but man cannot unravel God or his ways. 8. They are higher than heaven. What can you do? Deeper than Sheol. What can you know? God is bigger than what we can even imagine him to be. And that's big, because our imaginations are capable of doing pretty big things. 9. Their measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. Stand by the ocean shore someday, if you can, and look out. All you see is endless water. It's really a pretty neat thing. That is what God is like. His wisdom, power, knowledge, his love, his being is infinite. There is no end to him. 10. If he passes by, imprisons and gathers to judgment, then who can hinder him? When you're dealing with a God that huge, you might as well just go along with whatever he wants, because you can't oppose him. 11. For he knows deceitful men. He sees wickedness also. Will he not then consider it? God sees evil from a long ways away. He sees it while it is happening. He sees it while it's still in the planning stages. Something to remember. 12. For an empty-headed man will be wise when a wild donkey's colt is born a man. A donkey is stupid, and yet it is stubborn, as if it knows so much. And that, in general, is a good description of man. Since the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, man is in darkness, spiritual and mental darkness. And yet, oftentimes, man pretends to be wise and able even to pass judgment on God's ways. How arrogant can you get? 13. If you would prepare your heart, but stretch out your hands toward him. Prepare your heart and stretch out your hands toward him. In other words, quit contending with God, Job, and humbly reach out to him. And of course, that's always good counsel. 14. If iniquity were in your hand, and you would put it far away, and would not let wickedness dwell in your tent, truly repent, Job. Do not compromise with sin. Get it out of your house. Don't allow it to be a guest in your home. 15. Then surely you could lift up your face without spot. Yes, you could be steadfast and not fear. In other words, you'd be happy with a clear conscience, and you'd be full of a holy boldness, Job. 16. Because you would forget your misery and remember it as waters that have passed away. Your troubles would be behind you, Job, if you just get right with God. But you know what? Job isn't in trouble because of some sin in his life, or, as some say today, his lack of faith. That's the flaw in Zophar's thinking. 17. And your life would be brighter than noonday. Though you were dark, you would be like the morning. Job, if you'd only repent, you'd be happy and prosperous. 18. and you would be secure because there is hope. Yes, you would dig around you and take your rest in safety. You'd be able to relax, sit back, look around and say, life is wonderful. If you just got right with God, Job. 19. You would also lie down, and no one would make you afraid. Yes, many would court your favor. You wouldn't have a care in the world if you'd get right with God. Yeah, and I wonder what fairy tale Zophar got that theology from. As he sure didn't get it from the Word of God, I'll guarantee you that. Or the Spirit of God. 20. But the eyes of the wicked will fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope, loss of life. Oh, none of these wonderful things will happen to the wicked, Job. They have nothing but bad and nothing to look forward to. And you know, in an ultimate sense, Zophar is absolutely right about that. Let's go to chapter 12, verse 1. Then Job answered and said, no doubt, you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. Job says, yes, you guys know everything. You three friends of mine, you know everything. Once you die, no one will be here to show the rest of us how to live. And of course, there's a lot of sarcasm in what he is saying. 3. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Indeed, who does not know such things as these? Job has a mind also. And it doesn't take a spiritual genius to understand the pious statement that his friends are making are true. Many of those statements are true anyway. Verse 4. I am one mocked by his friends, who called on God and he answered him, the just and blameless who is ridiculed. People are ridiculing Job. They are saying, look at the man who talked to God. Look at the holy man suffer. And of course, Satan is enjoying it all very much. 5. A lamp is despised in the thought of one who is at ease. It is made ready for those whose feet slip. In other words, it's so easy for people who have it nice to accuse those who suffer of doing something wrong. 6. The tents of robbers prosper, and those who provoke God are secure in what God provides by his hand. The world is full of injustice. The world is filled with bad people who have it made. But what Job failed to add here is that that sort of thing will not last. 7. But now ask the beasts, and they will teach you, and the birds of the air, and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, and the fish of the sea will explain to you. It is possible to learn spiritual lessons from observing nature, from observing animals. God has many types of classrooms if we are only sensitive to him and willing to learn. Verse 9. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? Nature understands that God is sovereign. Nature understands that God controls all things. 10. In whose hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? God has our very life in his hand. Well, we really need to have a holy respect for God, each one of us. 11. Does not the ear test words and the mouth taste its food? Job is saying, I want you to give me a fair hearing. Just judge the words that I'm about to speak. As you taste food, judge my words impartially. 12. Wisdom is with aged men, and with length of days, understanding. You know, Bildad, he talked an awful lot about tradition and wise people who lived in the past, and Bildad was correct when he said, wisdom comes with age. Job will give him that. But even the wisdom of the elderly is flawed at times. That's why even what they say must be measured by the Word of God. And Job will get into that next time. We'll pick up our study in verse 13 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.